I just need to do. Are you wanting to walk or are you just going to be?
Oh, just kidding.
Afternoon. This is presentation by Harry Armitage. Harry has said that he is very welcome to questions throughout the presentation, so if you have questions, please raise your hand and wait for Harry to ask for them. We will have a formal question session at the end. If there are any questions that you want to leave to the end, please wait until then. Thank you.
The definition of feminism is equality between men and women, if you look it up on Google. In this presentation, I'm going to prove to you that that, in 2016, is not the case. There was a first wave of feminism, the suffragettes, who campaigned for the vote and for equality, and then there was second wave feminism in around the 60s, campaigning for equality in sort of in domestic gender roles and things like that. So, and then recently there's been a third wave feminism, who have consistently lied about things. For example, the wage gap between men and women. That is a lie. 77 cents to the dollar is a lie. It doesn't take into account the different hours worked by men and women on average in jobs. It doesn't take into account the different jobs that men and women do. And it doesn't take into account many, many other factors. Once you factor all these in, it is statistically irrelevant that the wage gap. This is just one example of the lies that have been perpetrated by modern third wave feminism. Now, they've also created a rape culture that they've put on society that they've said, oh, there is a rape culture in this society. In a Western civilization, there is no rape culture. We put rapists in prison, and rapists, even if wrongly accused, their lives are ruined. If you want a rape culture, look to the Middle East. They hate free speech. They don't like it when their opinions are challenged. They try to ban words like bossy, and they try to ban things on Twitter. They try to ban people from having their opinion. They don't like other people's opinions. The imbalances on people have flipped, and feminism says that it's about equality, but I've never once seen a feminist campaign against the fact that, on average, women, if they rape a man, they get 2 years, 3 years in jail. But if it happens the other way around, it's 20 years. Surely if they're about equality, shouldn't it be the same for both genders? Other flip gender imbalances include the, well, not really flip, but gender imbalances include the massive suicide rate of men under 30. I've never heard a feminist or a third wave feminist once speak about how bad this is. This, it's not about equality. It's not. It's about lying. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Would you consider yourself a feminist?
No, Harry, I would not, because I don't believe... Well, I believe in equality, but I don't believe in feminism because I believe that that's not about equality.
Jane. What's the biggest lie told by third-wave feminists you haven't mentioned already?
That I haven't mentioned already?
Yes.
They have lied about... Well, the main really important ones are the ones that I've already mentioned, but they often use singular cases of rape to sort of get out the word of, oh, we need awareness for this thing, so they lie about it. But surely if they're lying about it to get awareness, that's getting awareness of the fact that sometimes people lie. Any more questions?
Originally, feminism was created because there was an imbalance.
Yeah.
And originally, it was the imbalance between men and women. The idea now is not feminism being an imbalance of gender, but being equality of all. You talk a lot about men versus women. But what about people who call themselves transgender? What about people that perhaps don't identify with a gender at all?
In relation to what?
How they should be perceived by society. Do they not count in the idea of feminism?
Well, no, because feminism, if you look up the definition, which if you ask a feminist, they'll always refer you to, is about the push for women's rights and equality between men and women.
If I call myself a feminist, I wouldn't say that I battle for the rights of women. I would say I battle for the rights of equality. So when we talk about the shift of language and definitions, is it not fair to say the definitions shift and change depending on the need within society?
Well, just because you say you are something doesn't mean that that's what the movement is about. So I could say that I'm a radical jihadist. Doesn't mean that I'm a radical jihadist. Well, because you can say that you're something, but the movement doesn't necessarily represent that. If you say that you're about equality for all, then most of feminism isn't about equality for all. It's about equality between men and women. That's what modern feminism is about. For example, with the wage gap, they haven't. When they give you the wage gap statistics, 77 cents to the dollar, they don't mention other people who may not identify with the gender or people who identify themselves as trans. So that's the main thing that I'm fighting.
Okay. So I would say that there is equally a disparity between class systems. So if you are born into a certain class of family, your income equates to a certain amount, and that's purely with how you're born, which is a very similar thing to do with gender. Do you think that that is as much of an issue, if not more so, or less so, than gender inequality?
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about gender inequality and how it's misrepresented by feminism because they're saying that they're for gender equality when they're actually not.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on inequality in general, including the class system?
Well, ideally, I would like to eradicate all inequalities, but I'm not going to do that by calling myself a feminist.
One of the points you made was that there is a rape culture in other parts of the world. So if you called yourself a feminism because you were fighting for the rights of those people in those parts of the world, is that such a bad thing?
Well, no, it's not, but once again, you can say that you can call yourself a feminist because you believe in that, but that's not what modern feminism is generally about.
Why not? Why hasn't that changed?
Why do you think
that the premise of feminism hasn't changed? It should have. Why do you think it hasn't?
Well, because I think people still believe that there are imbalances because statistics are misrepresented, for example, the wage gap.
And why is that?
Well, because people believe that as they've been oppressed in the past, they should have some status over other people in the future. So you sort of see that with people saying, I've actually heard a lot of people say, because I'm a feminist because women have been oppressed for hundreds of years. If they've been oppressed for hundreds of years, why do you need to be a feminist now? You can say that you're aware of those things, but you don't need to carry on campaigning for the same things.
So, in your opinion, then, men and women are currently equal?
In the broader sense, in the Western culture. If you look elsewhere, then no.
Just going to give you one more example: paternity and maternity pay are massively different. Do you think that's fair?
In what way are they different?
Men get two paid weeks. Women can have up to 6 months. Now, I get that the woman's had the baby, but that doesn't mean that the man doesn't want to be at home with their child.
No, but broader speaking, that's generally the case.
Yeah, but what do you think about that example?
Well, that example, broader speaking, men generally would rather stay at work.
Oh, no. Triggered.
Yes, sir.
Paternity and maternity leave are now the same.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Interesting comment you made there at the end.
What's this?
You said earlier in your speech that rape culture was caused mainly by feminism and could be caused by social standards.
Well, there isn't one.
Oh my god.
there isn't a rape culture. Rapists are put in jail, and even if they're falsely accused of rape, their lives are completely ruined. If that's not a, that's not a rape culture. If it's a rape culture, if rape was glorified.
I think the idea of rape culture is that it's not glorified, it's more so normalised throughout, like, video games and things. I think Miss gave the example of in one video game you can make your character rape a woman.
You can't, though. Rape is frowned upon. You can't make that. That is a falsehood. You can't do that in that game. You can't, unless you specifically install something that you got from the internet while searching for that. You can't do that in that game.
Any other questions? Thank you, Harry.
Yes.